You can feel it instantly with the first notes of Petrushka. This is not Stravinsky we are hearing, but an aspect of Russian life, you understand, recorded in Stravinsky's personal language. In other words, it is Stravinsky once removed, objective. And as the music goes on with hurdy-gurdies and calliopes and the ballerina's toy waltz and the trained dancing bear and the puppets dance and all the rest of them, object is added to object, and the music becomes correspondingly more and more objectified. Even in the most emotional moments, such as Petrushka's sadness. Even here, that sense of objectivity is maintained. It's so touchingly mechanical. You see? The more mechanically and pitilessly Stravinsky presents it, the more moving it is to us. Or take Petrushka's despair. Same thing, objective as a bugle call, but full of despair. And the same is true of Le Sacre, the Rite of Spring. That marvelous opening comes to us from a great distance. And Stravinsky brings it close to us. But he himself, the ego of Igor, remains at a respectful distance.